Hey, wait, hold it. Stop thief. Somebody stole my words. Look at that. Man, I've been typing for 15 minutes and there's not one letter on this page.
I think your ribbon died.
What are you talking about? It was fine when I got here this morning.
Yeah, well, sometimes they go fast, you know, just like that. Tension. Hey, you okay, Fish?
Yeah, I'm just sick and tired of violence on television.
Wow, Fish, I didn't know you even stayed up that late.
They showed a movie last night where they made old people into crackers and fed them to young people.
Hey, wow. I mean, it was just a movie.
Yeah, but the way they explained it, it made a lot of sense. It was depressing.
Hey, Chicks.
Hey, we lucked out again.
Roger, Harris.
Thank you.
Hey, Barney, you think you could okay a requisition for a new typewriter ribbon?
You're out of luck. They turned me down for soap.
Wish I'd known that before.
At least you got your paycheck.
Thanks. All I gotta do now is find a place that'll cash it for me.
Don't press your luck.
Boy.
You all right?
Didn't sleep too good. Nightmares. I dreamt about children growing up and getting their permanent teeth.
You gotta watch what you eat.
You're not kidding.
Funny. Can't find a check for you.
Oh, it's gonna be a wonderful day.
Must have left it on my desk.
Hey, Fish. If they don't pay you, don't do any typing, huh?
They gotta pay me. The government is depending on me for support.
Maybe after they took their share, there wasn't any left for you.
Usually give me a stub anyway.
I understand this, Fish. Can't find a check. I'll have to call payroll.
Let me do it. I've had dealings with these people before. You gotta be tough with them. Scam a little.
Oh, hello.
This is Sergeant Fish at the 12th Precinct.
You certainly scared me.
He's a funny color.
It's maroon.
How'd it get to be maroon?
It's the color spectrum. You mix brown coffee with yellow water, and you got maroon.
Why is it fizzing?
It's the air sneaking out of the cracks out of the cup.
I beg your pardon, but that can't be. I am Sergeant Philip K. Fish. But your records must be wrong. Lady, who are you going to listen to? Me or your computer?
Doesn't look good.
You won't believe this, but according to their records, I'm deceased.
It's probably a mistake.
Here.
Will you stop being silly?
Please.
Come on. I don't want to go through with it.
This is enemy territory.
Don't be ridiculous. These are my friends.
Oh, hello, Marty. What can we do for you today?
Captain, this is my friend Daryl Driscoll. Daryl, this is Captain Barney Miller.
How are you?
I feel threatened.
Daryl has a problem.
No kidding.
He's the one I was telling you about.
Captain, can we speak to you privately.
It's at my office.
Thank you. Come, Darryl. Thank you very much, Captain.
Hey, Warren.
Warren, listen, if you need any help in there, we'll be right here.
Thanks, Woj. Knowing that, I can face any.
Well, those guys make me nervous.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world. That's why we're not all Chinese.
You know, if I was really dead, I'd be worth just under $57,000.
I'd have had that much if I'd have died the day before I made my first bet.
Practically a millionaire.
Well, that's counting life insurance, Social Security, widow's pension.
But you're still alive.
Yeah. Tough luck.
Darryl was arrested the other day by a detective from this precinct.
What charge?
Being unique.
Hello?
He was coming out of the Velvet Den when he was busted.
You drunk?
No. I was enthusiastic.
Well, anyway, Captain, he was never brought to the precinct because he had to buy his way out for $50.
Are you serious? Are you accusing one of my men of extortion?
I told you he'd be angry. We'll never be seen again.
Look, Mr. Driscoll, if you got hustled, I guarantee it was nobody from this precinct.
All I know is he showed me his badge, he said he was from this precinct, and he gave me a choice. Either pay through the nose or bleed through it.
All right, what did he look like?
He was ugly.
Tall ugly or short ugly?
When you're ugly, what's the difference?
He was a few inches shorter than I am.
About 5'11"?
No, about 6'3". I was wearing my platforms.
Just to clear the air, I want you to take a look at every man in this squad. Go on outside.
96, 97, okay.
Holy Wojcik. Mr. Driscoll, this is Detective Sergeant Wojcik Horowitz. Have you ever seen him before?
I haven't had the pleasure.
But, what's going on, Barn?
Just making a point. Nick?
Yeah.
Mr. Driscoll?
No, he wasn't Chinese.
Neither am I.
Fish? Fish, would you mind standing up letting Mr. Driscoll take a look at you?
Sure. Dr. Driscoll, how are you?
He's not a doctor.
What does he want to take a look at me for?
Him, I would remember.
Is he black?
No.
Did he have an accent?
No.
Okay, that takes care of Chano and Harris. Wojcik, some joker running around playing detective, shaking down gay bars. Check out the MO, see if you can come up with something.
All right, Barn.
Driscoll, I'm going to show you pictures of all the personnel attached to this precinct, uniformed and detectives. I want you to go through them and see if there's anybody you recognize. Just sit right here.
Well, thank you.
And all the personnel records, I want Mr. Driscoll to go through them.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
You know, you look exactly like Boris Karloff.
That's because we're both dead.
Okay, Chano, let's get him booked.
Really, I feel embarrassed.
Oh, come on, Mr. Terrible.
Mr. Buckles, please, there's no reason to feel embarrassed. These are very emotional times we're living in. Now, empty your pockets, please.
But I wasn't going to jump, I tell you.
Then why did you climb up on top of the Washington Arch, Mr. Buckles?
Because it's there.
What do you mean by that?
George Herbert Lee Mallory, he said that the day he climbed Mount Everest. He went up and never came down.
No kidding. Yeah. Shit. Hey, see that, Mr. Buckle? See how lucky you are? Come over here, have a seat. Come on, please, have a seat. Well, nobody's going to hurt you. Look, we're going to book you, and then you go to Bellevue Hospital.
To Bellevue?
Yeah.
What for?
Because it's there.
Driscoll, take your time. Go through these, and if anyone looks familiar to you, let me know.
Oh, I hope it doesn't take too long. I have a lecture at noon.
Oh, you go to school?
No, I'm having lunch with my mother.
I need an hour off. Personnel says they can't give me my check till I
come downtown.
Okay, go ahead.
I have to prove I'm alive. And that's not going to be easy.
Hey, Barney. We've got a Mr. Arthur Buchholz who demands to speak to someone who's in authority.
Is this the attempted suicide in the park?
Yeah, he says it's all a complete misunderstanding. He never intended to jump.
What was he doing up on top of Washington Arch?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to get even with the pigeons.
Mr. Buchholz, you want to talk to me? I'm Captain Miller.
Captain? Yes, yes. I'm terribly sorry to trouble you at all, but this is all so unnecessary. Couldn't we just forget that it all happened?
I'm afraid we can't do that, Mr. Buchholz. You see, regardless of your intention, what you did was against the law.
Address, please, Mr. Buchholz.
Gramercy Apartments, 212 West 11th.
Now, those are very nice apartments.
Captain, really, there's no necessity to send me to the hospital.
Have you contacted your family yet?
I don't have a family.
You're not married?
No. No, I'm divorced.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's amicable. We're very good friends.
You live alone, Mr. Buchholz?
Of course I live alone. What do you think I am?
Mr. Buchholz, we're going to try to make this as painless as possible. You get one phone call.
First, we're going to take you downstairs, photograph you, fingerprint you. Won't hurt a bit.
Please, could I have a drink of water?
Sure, right behind you. There's a water fountain.
Channel.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Sure, Barney.
Have you called Bellevue?
Yeah, just call him. Yeah, everything's taken care of.
Hey, wait!
Harris.
Oh, we'll get him, Barney.
Cogan, we got a suspect running loose in the building. Backstairs.
Right.
White guy's some fruitcake, huh? No offense.
Hey, listen, don't try that again. It's very foolish.
I feel very embarrassed, really.
Well, maybe you wouldn't feel so embarrassed if you stay in one place for a few minutes. How about that?
It's a momentary outbreak of panic, and we'll bust the
box. Look, man, you are not walking out of a coffee shop. This is a police station.
We've got the coffee to prove it.
You're on self-protection. We're going to have to restrict your movements. Harris, let's put him in the cage.
I promise. I won't go away again.
It'll be better all the way around. Come on.
Hey, Barney.
Manhattan South is checking out the hustler.
Good. You got anything on a file on it?
I'll check it out. How do you think guys get like that?
Who knows? Could be anything. Some small psychological phenomena is ticked off by anything.
Diet?
Possible.
Yeah. I try to keep a good eye on my starches.
You worried?
Me? No. Well, I mean, every once in a while I sort of wonder. Don't you?
No?
I guess that's one of the things I admire about you, Barney.
Has anybody got a cigarette?
I do. May I, Captain?
Go right ahead.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. It's none of my business, Mr. Buchholz, but take it from someone who knows. Suicide is not the answer.
Oh, I wasn't going to jump. I was just looking around.
I know. I've seen that view myself.
We all have different problems.
I wanted to be John Wayne until I was 17. And then one day I didn't anymore. I just wanted to die.
What made you change your mind?
Well, I was standing on the railing of the Brooklyn Bridge, and this car came by and they had the radio on, and Doris Day was singing Que Sera, Sera. And I thought, you know, she's right.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a perfectly normal man.
Well, if you want to settle for that, it's all right by me.
Barney,
Ernst and Bellevue here to pick up Buckles.
Harris.
Yeah, Barney.
Get him ready for shipment.
Okay. Hey, Barney.
I got some makeshifts here. Guys who have a history of beating up the opposite sex.
Are you referring to women?
No, I'm talking about those guys.
They're not the opposite sex, would you?
Well, they are so for me. Aren't they?
I don't care. It's none of my business.
Giorgio, they prefer to be called gay.
Yeah, I know what they prefer. I just have trouble saying it.
Okay, come on, Mr. Buckholz.
Where are you taking me?
Look, don't worry, Mr. Buckholz. Nobody's going to hurt you, okay?
I want to know where I'm going.
Look, it's going to be okay.
You got a customer for Bellevue? A guy named Buckholz?
Oh, my God.
All right, now, come on, buddy. We're just going to take a little ride.
Take it easy. Take it easy, Mr. Buckholz. The men have just come in to take you down to see a doctor at a hospital. He just wants to talk to you.
I don't have to go there. We can talk on the phone.
You don't want to do that to the nice doctor. You'll hurt his feelings.
Now, don't come near me. I swear I'll jump.
Jump where?
Just an expression.
I won't be taken out of here tied up like an animal.
Mr. Buckholz, we're trying to help you.
But I'm fine. Please, don't you understand? I'm fine. If you people would please just leave me alone, please. I'd be fine.
Mr. Buckholz? Mr. Buckholz?
Go get him, Alan.
Wait a minute. I just explained everything downtown.
From Bellevue, for Mr. Buckholz.
Oh. For a moment, I thought it was IRS.
Mr. Buckholz, you're behaving very badly.
Tell those men there's no need for that jacket. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, Mr. Buckholz, what you say would carry a lot more weight if you weren't saying it from under a desk.
Where's Captain Miller?
He's talking to the guy under the desk.
Oh, my God, that's the man.
What? That's the guy that did the hustle?
Yes. I told you he was ugly.
You were being kind. Barney, you should come and see this guy.
Don't disturb Mr. Buckle. Can I help you? I'm Captain Miller.
Sergeant Forrest, Manhattan South.
All right.
We got a call from here about a gay hustle.
Yeah.
I think we got a positive ID.
Oh, that's him. Oh, yes. No questions.
Where'd you pick him up?
Outside of Gogi's.
The gay bar on 2nd Avenue?
That's right. I just walked out and he grabbed me.
He thought you were gay? A detective sergeant in the New York police force?
Que sera, sera. Captain, could I use your witness for this collar?
Yes, certainly. Mr. Driscoll, would you go with Sergeant Forbes?
It would be my pleasure.
I told you they were human.
Forgive me, Mr. Buckholz. Something came up.
I understand, Captain.
You know, Mr. Buckholz, I'm not an expert on these matters, but it appears to me you're not really getting any answers under there. So what would you suggest we do?
What I suggest?
Yeah.
I suggest that I be allowed to walk out of here with some dignity.
Now that makes sense. You can put that away, Mr. Buckholz doesn't need that.
Bye, gentlemen. Thank you for your consideration. I'm a very sick man, but I got a lot of class.
Man, you know, that dude is really in bad shape. I wonder what finally shook him loose.
It's probably gambling.
No, man, money doesn't do that. It's injustice that drives a man insane.
Just getting old.
Yeah. It's more complicated than that, don't you think, Barney?
Sure. Fear, guilt. Man's beating himself for something he did. When the gods would destroy, they first make man.
Ah.
That's beautiful. Who said that?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Harris, how do you know all these things?
Man, when I was a kid, I stole books.
Next stops, Raleigh, Montpilot, Greendale, and Mayberry, where we'll be making two stops for two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. It's a twice as nice afternoon here in TV Land.